Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics, and happy hump day. Steve Miggs, my kid has late start days on Wednesday.
Okay.
Did you have that when you were a kid ever? A day where you get to sleep in an extra, like, hour and a half?
You're asking me to remember when I was a kid?
I know that was, like, you know, almost a half century ago.
Thanks. You know, I don't recall ever being able to sleep in. I remember my routine. Honestly, it's funny you say that because I remember it like it was yesterday. Like, I remember getting up, hurrying downstairs so I could watch a little bit of Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know why, but I like Gem and the Holograms.
I love Gem and the Holograms.
They're truly, truly, truly fantastic.
But think about if you had late start and you could have watched an hour and 20 minutes more of cartoons in the morning.
But I feel like we probably did. I just don't remember those moments. I just remember, like, let me watch Scooby-Doo and then I'll get ready.
And what were you having for breakfast?
It was Apple Jacks.
Oh, great choice.
What about you?
I was kind of a Corn Pops girly, but I definitely loved some Apple Jacks.
And what was the cartoon of choice?
Oh, I mean, there were so many. I was really into any sort of, like, Looney Tunes or any like, Merry Melodies throwbacks that you could find back in the day. Those were always my favorite.
It's kind of weird now to think about, like, how our kids are probably, they look forward to the opportunity to watch X, Y, and Z on YouTube.
Oh, it's
like
so
that,
bad.
And so frustrating. And I'm sure our parents are just as annoyed, like, oh. You got home and you went straight to the TV to watch G.I. Joe.
Awful.
Like, it was like, watch Scooby-Doo in the morning, watch G.I. Joe and He-Man in the afternoon. That was my life.
That's a full day right there.
I kind of miss those days.
I do too. Let's inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Power Salon. Today is your freaking day, Taryn.
My day?
Yes.
What is it? A National Cribbage Day?
No, it's your day of misery because it's National Banana Day.
Oh, God.
So if you see Taryn Daly today, make sure you have a banana handy.
Just throw it at her.
Not a euphemism, but then eat it and stare uncomfortably at her. It's a lot of fun. I highly recommend.
If the banana is sliced up and you're eating it, it bothers me so much less. But watching people just take down bananas is really, it's offensive.
What's worse, taking down a banana or taking down an ice cream cone?
Oh, I'll take the ice cream cone over the banana any day.
Eye contact with the ice cream cone, I can do that. Hey, man, let's go Kraken.
Yay.
Release the Kraken.
Man, what the hell was going on yesterday? They're down like 6-2, and then they made it into a game and ended up losing the game 6-5, but that was the final game for the Kraken season. So up next, absolutely nothing. hopefully during the offseason they figure some of this crap out, but they just had a terrible season. Less than 20 home wins, one of the worst records in the Western Conference. But the good news, there is good news, Taryn Daly.
Tell me.
The Seattle Kraken are reducing prices on 80% of their season tickets. They're introducing family-friendly priced packages to make it more accessible for fans. And they're also going to offer 25% off food and beverages for season ticket holders. I think they're starting to realize, and I have a couple buddies that are like, if I didn't sign a contract, I'd be out.
Oh, for sure.
Because they're just not, you know, they're not making their, they're not able to go to all the games. And when they try and resell them, they're not selling for face value. So,
ugh, ouch.
I think that they're trying to figure that out. But then the actual super exciting news about next season, well, it's bad for my wallet. It's definitely bad for Danny V's wallet. When he returns, I'm going to have to let him know the bad news. They're going to be unveiling a third jersey. A new third jersey.
Well, you have to get, you probably have to get two.
At least one, but maybe two. You're right.
I know you might be a little bit of a speed demon sometimes in the morning, Migs, when there's fewer cops on the road, but the Washington State Senate has passed this BEAM Act, which requires people who have the need for speed to install this device. That device will monitor their speed and make it so they cannot exceed the posted speed limit.
I'm torn on this. I understand that if you have someone that just doesn't seem to be able to keep their speed in check, that you want to figure something out, but I feel like this could be like an accident waiting, because sometimes you do have to just speed up to avoid something. You know what I mean? Like if there's like a certain situation where like, I don't know, like a car breaks, our tire's flying in. I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm overthinking it. Or maybe if they keep speeding all the time, maybe just take their license from them.
Well, now the bill is going to be heading to the House for approval and the governor is expected to sign it. So maybe we'll find somebody, you know, in our listening audience who ends up with one of these things and they can tell us exactly how good or bad it is, Steve.
How exciting.
How exciting.
Hey, the Mariners, they also lost yesterday. Luis Castillo went back to the place where he played before, the Mariners, Cincinnati, against the Reds. They gave up 6 runs, fell to the Reds 8-4. Dylan Moore had a couple home runs for Seattle. That was nice. But they play again today at 3:40. As far as weather, we're going to be hitting a high of 61 degrees. It's going to be clear today. That is the DMD, brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
A well-known celebrity just shared this as the reason for dumping her husband.
To have a trusted relationship, both partners have to be honest with one another. And if you can't, you can't have intimacy and you can't have trust. In the end, I had to go.
And that husband is a Seattle icon, so who would say such a thing? We'll tell you at 6:20.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Melinda French Gates is the ex-wife of one Bill Gates. You ever heard of him?
Yeah, he's done some stuff, right?
Yeah, a couple things here and there. Well, she was recently on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and she was talking about why their 27-year marriage ended.
Well, what did you learn about marriage by reflecting on this?
Well, I learned that
you were famous.
That's a great question, too, just to kind of like, you're not like, being like, give me the dirt, but in a roundaway, you're like, give me the dirt.
Yeah.
Well, I learned that
you were a famous married couple.
We were. And but I learned, you know, to have a trusted relationship, which is what I wanted in marriage. Both partners have to be honest with one another. And if you can't, you can't have intimacy and you can't have trust. Mm. And so in the end, I had to go.
So many follow-up questions I would have. Because, I mean, I don't think she's talking about, like, that he lied about what he had for lunch that day.
No.
Yeah.
I want to dig deeper.
You think it was, like, doing some...
Probably.
Yeah?
I mean, yeah. And you think about having that much money, and you could probably have a pretty successful rate of, like, covering up any trails that you might have left. But, you know?
Well, it's funny, because when you look... I mean, I know it's just that... Power sometimes is more important than looks, and that's appealing to somebody, and he's the richest man in the world or one of the richest people, and I can understand that maybe is a reason why some chick's like, oh yeah, I'll hang out with you, Bill Gates, but he doesn't look like somebody that, you know, if you saw him and you didn't know who he was, you'd be like, yeah, that guy's going to be very faithful. He's going to really appreciate being married to anybody.
But he might be a freak, Steve.
Well, that's what I want to know. Like, I would love to talk to... the people that he hooked, if this is, you know, allegedly. Right. But if he was doing stuff on the side, I would want to talk to the side pieces just to, like...
What do you bring to the table?
Just understand a little bit more, like, what's going on here. That's good. So, I mean, that is a good point for her, though, to be like, yeah, okay, I'm just done. I'm done Dundee with this guy. I can't. There's no trust. There's no intimacy. We've got to move on. And I don't think she's going to have a hard time paying her bills because I know she made a lot.
She's doing great.
But you were once married before you were married.
Yeah. My practice husband.
Your practice husband.
My husband.
Right.
Yeah.
Husband, is that
my
new?
My husband. That's what my mom calls him.
I love your mom. Your mom's hilarious. So, like, but there had to come a point where you're like, yeah, this is over. I can't be married to this guy anymore.
Oh, well,
was there an instance, or was it just like just months or years of stuff just building up?
There was definitely one instance that kind of was the straw that broke the camel's back. I had already been in some counseling. I wanted to do couples therapy, but he didn't want to go with me. So I was just going solo, trying to figure out my deal.
How soon into the marriage did you feel like you wanted to do the counseling?
This was probably like 3.5 years in.
Oh, okay. Did you feel like there was writing on the wall before you even got married that maybe one day you might need counseling?
Well, yeah, because, you know, we're like young, and you're thinking like, this could be a huge mistake. I'm only 21, you know, or whatever, when we got engaged. So,
and that's no judgment, because I've been in relationships before where I'm like, before they even became an official relationship, I'm like, what am I doing?
Yeah, right.
But, you know, you just get kind of caught up in the moment.
You're like, we just got to take the next step, right?
Next thing you know, you're married for 3 years.
Well, then it was Valentine's Day, and I had asked for something very specific. Like, this is what I want. I want you to buy me some, like, really beautiful lingerie.
Oh, yes.
And then he bought from Trashy.com the fishnet onesie with a strategically placed hole in it. And it was a full-on bodysuit. And I was, like, almost crying laughing, but, like, also crying sad. Like, you did not understand the assignment, and we are not going to be okay.
And if the relationship was going well and he did that, I think you'd probably be like, you would just laugh it off. But it was,
right?
That was just, like, the final straw.
And maybe, like, if that was a gift on a random Tuesday, but because it was, like, the Valentine's Day presentation, I was like,
or maybe, like, 20 minutes later, he was like, here's the real gift.
Right, that was when I knew. But I am honestly betting our listeners have way better stories than that, or than mine. So for whatever reason, if you have one of those ridiculous breakup stories, we want to hear it. Why did you have to end the relationship?
You know, another thing would be romantic relationships, because sometimes I love hearing from, like, sometimes people end relationships with their friends, like platonic relationships or workplace situations as well. And some of the reasons are just mind-blowing.
If you have one of those stories, call now. 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Mix Show.
Call in now, 206-803-ROCK, and finish the sentence. I knew my relationship was over when blank happened. We'll take your calls after Guns N' Roses. We want you to finish this sentence. I knew my relationship was over when blank happened. 206-803-ROCK. We have a caller whose relationship ended, Steve, because of a vasectomy.
Excuse me?
We're going to talk to him in just a minute, but first let's chat with Jordan in Everett. Jordan, tell us about the reason your relationship ended.
Good morning, guys.
What's up, Jordan?
Hey, first time caller, long time listener.
Awesome, brother. Thanks for joining us.
So my relationship ended because I was in high school. I was a freshman in high school, and there was this girl I'd known a few years, but you know, I wasn't allowed to date, so it was kind of like a secret thing, and it was like those, just those dumb little high school relationships where you only see each other at school.
Okay.
Somehow, my mom found out, which I don't know how, but I'm guessing my mom knew someone in the school. She found out, and I came home that day, and she's like, let's talk about this girl that you're dating. And I was like, oh boy. She's like, so, you know you're not supposed to date, right? And I was like, yeah. She's like, well, when you get to school tomorrow, you got to break up with her. So I was like, okay. But the thing is, tomorrow was Valentine's Day, and I get to school, and she got me like a little stuffed bear, but I didn't get her one because I didn't have money, and I wasn't supposed to date, and so I just told her, I was like, oh, I left yours at home, I'll bring it tomorrow, and then later that day, I had to break the news to her.
Did you, please tell me you said my mom told me I had to break up with you.
No, I didn't. I just kind of did the walk of shame, and we didn't really talk after that.
Oh. Yeah, it triggered some emotions for me because my mom and my dad never told me that I couldn't date because they knew that I just wasn't getting anybody to date.
Oh, no, Steve. That makes me want to cry for you.
We never had that conversation.
206-803-ROCK. I knew the relationship was over when blank happened. Trucker Rob from Seattle, tell us your story.
What's going on, Steve?
What up, brother?
Hey, man, I fired up the boat, heading out to the lake. Got to stay off, and I drank you guys all day and rock out, baby. Can't do that.
My man, that is awesome. Tell us your story.
Hey, real quick, I forgot to ask. Did you guys win the tag team championships?
Oh, hell yeah. We're still the SOS tag team champions.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. But no, hey, I knew my relationship from about 25 years ago. I dated this chick for about a year. I thought she was the one, asked her to marry me. She said, yeah, the whole nine yards. And about 6 months into the relationship, she decided to tell me, oh, by the way, hey, I'm expecting a baby. And my jaw about hit the floor. I'm like, really? And she goes, well, you don't seem so excited. I said, well, I'm not, because I know it's not mine. And she goes, she kind of looked at me, and I said, the reason I know it's not mine is 6 months before I got with you, because of health reasons, I had a complete vasectomy. I can't have kids, so who is it?
And what was her reaction?
Oh, her reaction was just, maybe it reversed itself. And I'm like, no, I know damn well it didn't. And finally she told me that there may have been somebody. I said, there's no baby. It was. And I said, by the way, you can pack your stuff and get out. And, well, we can work this through. And I'm like, no, we can't. No. I don't know how long you've been doing it with whoever and for how many times. Yep. I can't trust you. Like I said, like she said, hey, if you don't have trust, you ain't got a relationship, man. You might as well beat me.
Yeah, I'd say working out with the guy who impregnated you. That's not happening.
Not a chance.
That's funny. One time, I remember when it goes right in line with this, and I knew the relationship was over. I was dating a girl. It was a very weird relationship. And I was trying to break up with her. I told her I don't want to see her. And all that stuff. And I was living in Wallingford at the time. And I remember waking up in the middle of the night and being like, I feel like someone's in this room. She was in the bedroom because it was like eight of us living in this house and none of us had a key to the front door. So it was just always unlocked and she knew that. So she came in, sat in my bedroom while I was sleeping. I finally woke up. It was like a horror film. And I'm like, what are you doing? And she's like, I think I'm pregnant. And I'm like, what? She's like, I'm pregnant. So you can't break up with me. I'm like, excuse me. And I knew she was lying because she was out there. Like, oh, cuckoo. I'm like, all right, let's go. Let's go to the QFC in Wallingford and let's get you that pregnancy test. And she's like, okay. So we get in the car. We're about to walk into the QFC. And then she finally says, I'm not pregnant. I was just trying to keep you from dumping me. And I'm like, you wait, like, could you, what are we doing here?
Steve, she wasn't crazy. She was just crazy for you.
The Daily Mix Show.
How do you like a shot of beating Steve? He has a current record of 110 wins, 47 losses, and 26 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 650.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.